Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, our second show on February 25th, 2021. And I can't believe it's almost the end of February already. Spring is coming. What can I tell you, even here in Maine? Okay, it is nice out today, sunny. It's supposed to be warm this weekend, so I'm thrilled about that. Okay, but we got a great show for you. My good friends over at Waterford Institute, that wonderful group, okay, of products and services and education for pre-K through 2, Waterford Institute, waterford.org. I got to tell you, they introduced me to the gentleman who is the president and CEO at Lehigh Valley. That's in Allentown, Pennsylvania area. Lehigh Valley Children's Centers. He's the president, CEO. His name's Charles D'Onofrio. He's going to be with us. We're going to talk about why family engagement from the very beginning is so important for educating kids all the way through. And how, also, I'm sure, how Charles knows Waterford and how they work with educators, et cetera, to make it work and make it better for all these kids who, so it's so important. That's all I can say. We do a lot of work on family engagement here, particularly in the early years, but I believe it's important all through, and Charles is going to be talking about that. It's just great. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That, of course, is the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. We have every podcast we've done over there. Please go over and check it out. Big icon for podcasts. We've been doing this for a long time. There's a lot of podcasts to choose from. And also, please avail yourself of our magazine. Our magazine is called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. It's really good. Okay? It's free. Please go over, check it out at ace-ed.org and join with us over there. Okay? We're really trying to do a good job across the board in pre-K-12 for equity. We need your voice. ace-ed.org. Now I'm going to bring over my new best friend in the whole world. Hello, Charles. How are you? I'm Larry.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm fine, my friend. I'm from Philly, so I'm kind of right down 309 from you guys originally.
That's great. That's great to hear. Great to hear.
Yeah. So talk to me here. How do you know my friends in Waterford? How'd you hook up with them?
Yeah, so interesting story. Rewind back to September 2019, we discovered this Waterford program where we basically were looking for a supplemental curriculum to the curriculum that we already use, which is the creative curriculum, and we found Waterford. And so we started to investigate it and run some pilots through our pre-K programs, of which went very well, very well. And then, you know, fast forward to March 2020, as we all know, into the pandemic, when most of our state-funded pre-K programs closed, it was there for a virtual learning platform for our parents and our children that are at home. It worked all the way up and through the summer when we reopened, and we're continuing to use it today in our classrooms and also at home as a virtual platform.
Wow, that is terrific. It's good to know because I'm such close friends with them, and it's nice to see. They usually hook me up with school districts, and it's wonderful that I'm talking to you. By the way, do you hear an echo as I am speaking?
I do not hear an echo. Do you?
I do, and it's me, so I can live with it. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't being bothered by it, and obviously you are not, okay? So that's good, but I am getting an echo, but there's nothing I can do about it. Let's not worry about it. Tell us about Lehigh Valley Children's Centers besides Billy Joel's song, Allentown.
So we're a nonprofit organization that focuses on early education and childcare, ranging from 6 weeks to 12 years old. We actually just celebrated our 50th anniversary and continue to follow our mission to provide high-quality early education in the Valley. We work closely with school districts, and it works for us using Waterford and other programs that, that community engagement part and that community support. So the child, from 6 weeks to 12 can be with us, but after they leave pre-K and they go to kindergarten, we still have that support with them. We have before and after school programs for them. And basically it's a full circle of supports and resources for the family and the community that we serve.
Okay, you're going to heaven. We've established that. This is good. I got to tell you, I'm very impressed. How many kids you work with?
It's somewhere around over about 1,400 children and families that we work with in three different counties. So we cover Lehigh County, Northampton County, and Carbon County. So we're very widespread. We have over 30 locations to date. And it just works out for our community, and we serve a need.
Yeah, oh boy, do you serve a need. And actually talk about that for a second. Okay, why is this so important? Talk about that need you're serving. I love the way you said that. You do serve a need.
Yeah, and Larry, I think it goes back to the family, right? So we understand that the family, you know, a family, the parent, is basically the child's first teacher. Although, you know, we have working families and we have families that just need extra social emotional care. And so we start to design a system of strategies and solutions for this family. You know, Lehigh Valley Children's Center has invested numerous time in developing, you know, professional development programs and supports to enhance family engagement. And family engagement is our main, you know, source of that support. And through those different family engagement opportunities, it's a way for the parent to learn and for the child to learn. And so if the parent's learning what kind of skills need to be taught to this child so they can enter into kindergarten ready, then the parent at home will be doing that, and we'll be doing that in our centers. And so that is a full circle approach of how Lehigh Valley Children's Center supports and strategizes around family engagement and helping children succeed.
Wonderful. Are you supported by the city, by the state, or are you? How are you supported for all this?
Yeah. So, you know, we're supported through a pre-K count state-funded grant. We also have an infant toddler contracted slot grant, and that's all state-funded. We also accept child care work subsidy, which is in Pennsylvania. You know, supports for working families. We have scholarships through United Way and our own scholarship funding. And then we also have private paying parents, parents that, you know, have a full-time job and need somewhere for their child to, you know, have a safe environment, a quality educational environment while they're at work.
And what are the demographics of the folks that you work with, if I may ask?
Yeah, it's probably about, you know, 50% of our demographics are probably lower income children. And then the other 50 is, you know, medium to high income in those areas. It ranges, you know, different centers, different areas, inner city to you know, out in the suburbs and stuff like that. So it really depends on the center. But our entire organization, if I had to say, that's what the breakup would be.
And that's a wonderful breakup because it's a very diverse breakup, the way you just described it. Okay, and I think it's wonderful we get kids from different areas together, get to know each other, et cetera. It's always a step in the right direction. I just think what you're doing is great. All right, I really do. Talk about life since the pandemic hit.
Yeah, life since the pandemic hit, it's been crazy. You know, we had to really think about what we needed to change, how we needed to change it. And it goes back to, you know, and I'll probably say this a lot of times, is family engagement and how we're supporting these families. There's a lot of different needs through the pandemic period. Just, you know, adding enhanced cleaning of our centers, training our teachers on mitigation measures, changing drop-off and pick-up procedures, you know, down to that small part. Just making sure that, you know, we're here for the children and the families in the area. And so, you know, going back to Waterford, that was a big change that we had during the pandemic. We had virtual learning platforms. Zoom cafes with parents where, you know, a teacher's on a Zoom call and the parents can check in and get different activities from that parent. We increased our outreach with educational bags where there was materials for learning that the parent can pick up at the center to take home with the child so the learning can continue through that pandemic. We had five centers open during the hardest times of March, April, May, and June, of which we really only focused on essential workers. And, you know, we got new parents, we got nurses through different hospital and agencies coming to us. And so the learning never stopped. Our teachers are the real heroes there. They continued through this. They continue to go through this, and they really just show how much it means to them and the family's support.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I basically agree with this, that most teachers are heroes and all this. But if we really break it down, they're just top-flight professionals who had to react to something that's just horrible and did it like the professionals they are. They don't need to call them heroes. They're just top-flight pros, if I may, and I congratulate every one of them for that. It's unbelievable. How do you coordinate all this with the school district?
Yeah, so working with the school districts is something that we definitely look at as a positive collaboration, right? And so we have, you know, three large districts in this area: Allentown School District, Bethlehem Area School District, and Easton Area School District. And then we have the smaller outskirt districts as well. But collaborating with them is so important. Talking with them, understanding it, meeting with them through March, April, and May on what plans do they have, what plans do we have. Because, Larry, I'll tell you, we're in a lot of different districts. We cover 17 districts in this area, and we're in a lot of them for before and after school programming right in the school. And then we also have pre-K counts programs right in the school with them too. So communicating, making sure their strategies are following our strategies, that we're all working together. And I think, really, to be honest with you, if one good thing came out of the pandemic, it was this area wants to succeed. You know, they want to be together. They want to serve the community. They want to serve the families, and they want to make sure it's done at the best way possible.
It's so wonderful. I do believe with you, but you work with 17 districts or so. How do you coordinate? I know Waterford. How do you coordinate the pre-K with their needs as the kids are going to go to kindergarten? With different districts have different needs, different standards, if I may, using that term broadly. Okay, how's it work?
Yeah, that's difficult. You know, we design transition sheets that the districts can have when the child enters that group. But it, you know, it's a question, like you said, how, you know, there's so many different things of ready for kindergarten. How is the child ready for kindergarten? And I think, you know, it's such a complex question. And it's not only educational aspects. You know, it supports for the parent and resources and tools to navigate the educational system that we're also getting them ready for, you know. And so districts will let us know what they need from us. They'll have, you know, anything from a kindergarten night where, you know, our parents can go to the actual school, and or the principal or a teacher comes to our classrooms to read to the children. And interact with that teacher to make them feel as comfortable as possible. And so these small things, you know, working with those districts and getting to those modes just really helps us and gets the child ready to go into that school. We even go as far, Larry, as having most of our pre-K graduations actually in a school that the child is go to. Yeah, so it's great, and it's a full circle.
Yeah, and Charles, I must ask, I know you are the president and CEO, but what are you? Are you a social worker? Are you a teacher? What are you? What's your background?
You know, Larry, I would say I wear many hats. At times,
I know you do.
I'm a teacher. At times, I feel like I am a social worker. But, you know, trying to lead a great organization like this that's been in history for, you know, 50 years now, I feel like I'm more of a support, you know, a support for our managers, our directors, our staff, just making sure that we have enough supports provided to them, almost like a toolkit that they can pull out at any time and work with.
You do a great job. I got to tell you the whole thing against Lehigh Valley Children's Centers, everybody. Charles, I'm going to ask you a tough question. I'm going to ask it the opposite way. You have a tremendous impact on the success of kids in school at Lehigh Valley. I bet you do. Okay? Let's pretend next week you shut down. What would be the impact of that on all those families and kids? In other words, how important is this family engagement and community involvement to their ultimate success?
Yeah, I think it's very important, Larry. If we shut down, you know, a lot of parents would be, they would need care. They would need help to get their child ready for kindergarten. And, you know, so we've designed programs, and just to answer your question a little bit more in depth, you know, we have programs that we work with the family. So there's a program, Teach Me to Read at Home, and it's kind of produced by Step-by-Step Learning. And so what we're doing with that program is giving the families the ability to train their children at home as well, educate them at home, regular home interaction, parent and child. Children gain literacy skills through increased attention to basic literacy skills. And so, Larry, if we closed, right, we still would have those supports out there for the parents because we had educated them, you know. And in case this happens or this happens again,
God forbid,
they have that ability. And so I think it would be a great loss to the community. I think the districts value our educational system here and the quality of it. I think we help them have a child enter kindergarten, and hopefully, I mean, our goal is, right, that every child that goes through our system enters kindergarten has the supports, resources, and needs already so that when they hit kindergarten, the school district can do their job and get them through kindergarten, first, second, third. They don't have to look for resources for that family. They already are in place.
Can parents use an alternative pre-K through the school district, or are you guys responsible for that for the school districts?
Yeah, right now we partner with three different school districts that offer pre-K right in the school. And that's just us in the district offering the pre-K. Although there's a lot of different preschool, pre-K programs in our area. And so there's some private and nonprofit, and some are state-funded. We have a large Head Start program acts like a preschool program as well that's federally funded. And so they also have programs throughout the area. And really, you know, it's all of us working together because, you know, there is just such a need for pre-K programs, preschool programs, that even if everybody opened up around the area and it was just saturated, we still wouldn't meet the needs of the children. There's just such a need for that in this area that, you know, competition is there, but it's also that we're working together to serve that need.
And, you know, something else you said at the beginning impressed me, and I know how important pre-K is. We'll talk about that more in a second. All right. But the fact you work with kids through 12 years old, I mean, did I hear you correctly?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that is so darn important. A school, you know, it's just so hard working parents, et cetera, et cetera. And I just got to congratulate you guys on the work you're doing. As little as I know about you, to me it's just so darn important. Okay, that you're doing all this. What do you see for the future? What are you hearing from the school district? Some of them, I don't know the exact Valentown and Bethlehem and Easton, but, you know, are they going to reopen? Are they reopening now? Are they reopening in the fall? How's it impact you guys?
Yeah, right now, most of the districts that we're servicing are either on a hybrid. Allentown is completely virtual. Basically, what we're doing and supporting the districts as much as possible, back in July, we actually designed a program, we call it Edu Child Care. And again, this is, you know, talking about communities, school districts, everything. So there's a problem, you know, in our area. Everybody's either going virtual or hybrid. And so the problem was, well, how does me as a working parent, you know, how does my child then go to a virtual classroom? I can't be at home. I have to go to work, right? And so we partnered with a local competitor, the Greater Valley YMCA, and we designed a program and a schedule for these parents. And so we set up classrooms virtual learning hubs, basically increased our internet bandwidth, got different technology devices, and offered a full-day virtual learning program. Our teachers were the supports and the assistants. And so then the children just come to our center. If it's a virtual day, they stay there. They have lunch. They have snack. They can do their lessons. And the parent can go to work and come pick up at the end. And it's such a neat, you know, aspect, a classroom environment. You know, I've walked into many of them, and it's just so much going on. And, again, the teachers just knowing because, again, this teacher now is not teaching, you know, a kindergarten or a first grade class. They're teaching a kindergarten, a first grade, a second grade, a third grade, a fourth grade, making sure they're hitting all their different schedules and making sure they're getting onto their Zoom meetings with their teachers. And so, you know, hats off to them because my mind would be, you know, going crazy try to remember all that. But, you know, that's how we support the districts. And, you know, having the districts all on different schedules, they continue to communicate with us, letting us know if this is happening, if this isn't happening, if even down to talking with our teachers and saying, listen, so-and-so needs to make sure this work is getting done today and this work is getting done tomorrow. So, you know, hats off to the districts on what they're doing to try to mitigate. But also I want to say, you know, hats off to our teachers for just following and it's great. And it's tough for the districts. I feel for them. They are making very tough decisions. And again, you know, we don't want a mass, excess of our children in the schools because of an outbreak. So I think they're going about it very cautiously and safely, and they're doing a great job.
That's really good. And again, you've got top-flight professionals you're dealing with there. My friends at Waterford, you talked about how you met them. What are you using of theirs?
We're using their Waterford Early Learning platform. And so basically the goal is to have the child be on the program for about 30 minutes a day. So it's 15 minutes reading, literacy, and then it's 15 minutes math and science. And also with that is that at the end of those 15 minutes, usually they have like a take-home project of, you know, writing letters or adding numbers. And so we designed these enhancement bags that go along with the Waterford lessons that they can take home with them and have either counting beads or paper to write on, dry erase markers, a dry erase pad, and so on and so forth. So that's the program we're using. We're hoping this summer to actually increase that to, and you said in the beginning, pre-K to 2, we're actually looking at kindergarten to 2nd and doing some summer programs with our school age so that when they get into school, hopefully, you know, in person, full-time, September, fingers crossed, they'll be a little bit more ready. And we're going to do these readiness programs for those children so that there's not a learning loss this summer.
Right. No, I hope not. You know, I hope we've learned one thing. We can teach virtually. We can't. Okay? And there's no need now, I hope, for that, quote, summer slide. We can engage kids for 25 minutes a day and keep them on track all summer.
Right.
All right? We can do that. All right? And, we you said it before, some good things came out of this pandemic, as horrible as it is. 500,000 people dead. I won't get into that side. But we have learned we can do this. Okay? And we're going to do it. I mean, just incredible. When you gave your teachers Waterford, because I always like to tout them a little bit, did they do good PD with you folks, professional development? How was it easy to work with?
Oh, yeah. They did wonderful professional development. They were there. It was actually interesting, and it was the first time that I've ever seen, you know, a curriculum program do this. So, you know, they do your basic introduction program, professional development, teach you about the program. And then they came back to us and said, okay, so now what do your teachers want to know? You know, so what are some problems that they're having? And so we had our teachers kind of figure out, you know, what level they were on of learning this program, this new program, and kind of split them up into different groups. And then the professional development was based on their needs. It wasn't just made up. You know, it was actually professional development.
Fabulous.
Focused on the needs of the teachers And they continue to answer questions. They continue to do professional development and find different new inventive ways to be more efficient and deliver this program.
They have been an amazing company for so long now. Okay, they're part of the landscape, and they're just unbelievable in their dedication to making products they put out there works. And they have an actual school that they have in Utah that actually uses all this stuff, so they're doing it all the time. Charles, thank you for doing this. You guys are doing just such a great job out there in Allentown and Bethlehem and Easton. I know all those places.
That's great. That's great. And it's good to know that you're from Philly. It was great talking with you today. I'm assuming you're a Philadelphia fan of all sports.
We can argue that a little bit. Most of it, yes. Okay. Most of it, yes. I've lived up in New England too long, and my kids grew up in New England, so it changes your attitude just a little bit. We can talk about that.
Right.
Okay.
That's great.
You would have seen me. I am torn after during a Patriots-Eagles game. Let me put it that way. I am torn. Okay. It's tough on the old system. Charles, continued good fortune with all the good work you guys do out there. I mean, it's really important stuff, especially these days. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Larry, and thank you for having us. And we appreciate all the work that you're doing and the great podcast that you release daily. I listen to a bunch of them.
Oh, thank you.
Great information, and I'll continue to be listening.
I appreciate that, sir. I do indeed. Okay? Be safe. All right. Thanks, Charles. Let's stay in touch.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Charles D'Onofrio, if you were hearing that echo, I apologize. Charles wasn't hearing it. I assume none of you were. Okay? And we'll double-check that. All right? But hope you weren't hearing it. At any rate, Lehigh Valley, Allentown area, Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley Children's Centers, okay, and the job they are doing. They got to thank my friends at Waterford for helping me put this show together. This family engagement and community involvement is so darn important. It always has been. But these days, wow, unbelievable. All right, check it out. Thank you for those compliments, Charles. I appreciate that. I do indeed. We're going to archive over at ace-ed.org, our Consortium for Equity. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.